Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 327 of Heroes Unlimited. We're in the magic section. We're in the section that describes spells. I got a lot of complaints about magic in general, about this game's idea of magicalness as compared to Heroes Unlimited Revised, but we're not here today to talk about that shit. We're here to talk about one spell in particular, Call Lightning. And this isn't about, you know, the spell as such. This is not about my objection to, you know, how magic is portrayed in this game or how they changed the magic rules from last time. We're taking a break from that today. This is about one terrible rule system. The whole system involved with dodging in Heroes Unlimited 2nd Edition. And the way that this one spell is just the cherry on top, just the crowning achievement of bad design on top of a book full of bad dodge rules. I've been stewing about this for a long time. We haven't really gotten to talk about like the core rules of Heroes Unlimited for a while now. Now's our chance. Now's my chance to just put this to bed. First, for context, we got to talk about the spell. So here's the description of Call Lightning. Quote, "This spell creates a lightning bolt, which can be directed at any specific target up to 300 feet away. The lightning bolt shoots down from the sky, hitting the desired target. The target or area must be within the spellcaster's line of vision. The lightning bolt does 1d6 points of damage per level of the spellcaster's experience. This magic can be cast outdoors or in. Damage is inflicted only to the specific person or target." So, this is a spell. You can cast it wherever you want. Indoors, outdoors, doesn't matter. In any case, lightning shoots down from the sky and hits your target. Not a spot you point to, necessarily. Like, you could, if you wanted to, call forth lightning to hit that particular point on the ground over there. But that's not the way it typically works. Typically, you cast the spell, you say the incantation, and magically, lightning shoots from the sky and strikes the person you specified in your spell. In fact, it's so specific that it only affects them. It only damages them. You would think, for example, that if you're in like an old metal shack with a tin roof, that calling a lightning bolt to shoot down directly into the shack and strike your target, you would think that would have like some collateral effects. But no, it's so specific the lightning only hits your target. Okay, so can people save against this? Quote, "Saving throw, none. It always hits unless one's opponent rolls a natural 20 or a modified 24 or higher to dodge." Bullshit. Bullshit you can dodge this. Here's my problem. Superheroes dodge everything. In comic books, superheroes dodge bullets, superheroes dodge lasers, superheroes dodge robots and all manner of animals, superheroes dodge out of the way of computer-guided attacks, superheroes dodge hails of gunfire, superheroes dodge everything. But not in Heroes Unlimited, not if you've been reading along the same book that I have. This one spell makes a mockery of all the persnickety dodge rules that we've read in this book so far. When it comes to dodging lightning of all places, not, mind you, like a blast of lightning from somebody's fingers. Like, if it's force lightning, if you gotta wait for the old wrinkled emperor to wag his wrinkly old evil pale hands at you, then sure, you can jump out of the way. That's fine. I'm talking about a bolt of lightning as we know it in the real world that comes straight down from the sky and smites your ass. You can dodge that of all the things to be able to dodge, even on grounds of speed of the attack. You shouldn't be able to dodge lightning. According to the rules in this book, bullets and lasers, normally, unless you got some kind of special power, you can't dodge them because they're too fast. So already, a lightning bolt, speed of light, shouldn't be possible. Yet here we are. You only need a 24 dodge to get out of the way. There are ninjas out there throwing kicks that are harder to dodge than this lightning bolt. But speed is just one thing. There are a number of different kinds of attacks that you explicitly cannot dodge in Heroes Unlimited 2nd Edition. They include, and I hate that I know these, but I do know them, and this is a great chance to throw it back in this game's face, so here they are. Attacks you can't see coming. Can't dodge it if you can't see it coming. So I hope your ass is looking up when somebody calls lightning down on you. Speaking of attacks from above, you explicitly can't dodge attacks from the rear. Now, I take rear to mean out of your field of vision. Kind of the same as not being able to dodge an attack you can't see coming, only even more limiting, because an attack from the rear, even if you can somehow sense it coming, if it's coming from behind, then technically you can't dodge it. My feeling is directly overhead, same. That rule needs to apply to directly overhead attacks as well. But okay, maybe you disagree. Maybe you think that rear means rear, and you can dodge attacks that come from directly overhead that you can't see. You also can't dodge a long-range attack. like being shot by a sniper. You can't dodge that. You can't dodge a bullet from a block away. Although you can, I guess, dodge an attack coming at you at the speed of light from outside your field of vision out of the goddamn sky. All you need to do is roll a 24. You know, it's tough. It's not like being punched in the back of the head or being shot from across the street, which are impossible to defend against. Lightning bolt from the sky? Sure, by all means. And by the way, you shouldn't even be able to dodge bullets and energy blasts most of the time, even from short range or medium range or whatever. But the game says, when you dodge those things, you're really only dodging them by making a split second reaction to your attacker's movements, or it says even their facial expression. So when you dodge a gunshot, it's not like you're really dodging a bullet in flight. It's that you're interpreting someone's body language and someone's face. Like they're getting that, I want to shoot that guy look, and you got to jump out of the way at just the right moment, which is already a rationalization of like comic book bullet dodging. But it doesn't work here because number one, like everybody understands the look in the face of, I'm going to hit that guy with a bullet. The person's carrying a gun. They're looking pretty testy. They're narrowing their eyes at you. They look like they're concentrating on something. The gun is aimed in your general direction. These are all cues that point you toward, that guy wants to shoot me. And, you know, I'm a player character, so probably for good reason. Like, probably this does not come totally unexpected. So when he starts to wave that thing over in my direction, maybe if I got a good instinct, a good intuition, I can jump out of the way just the right moment. What do you have to see in a wizard's face? You know, given that, like, incantations are all coded, we know from the magic section that they're all full of, like, bullshit nonsense words to, like, throw people off the trail. Wizards have lots of spells. They got a whole field of different opponents that they're up against, maybe. So this person is standing there in their robes and their pointy hat, and they look over at you, maybe. Maybe that's the most you get. What do you see in their face exactly? Like, how are they holding their eyebrows that you're like, you know what? That guy's going to hit me with a fucking lightning bolt. I just know it. He's going to hit me with a lightning bolt, number one. And normally, I would just dive to the side because the lightning bolt would come from right above me. But we're indoors. Don't forget, you can use the spell indoors. We're in the basement rec room of my suburban home. So I guess the lightning would have to come down, remember, out of the sky explicitly, because that's how this spell works. The lightning would have to come out of the sky, maybe through the back patio door that I kept open today, and then down the basement stairs. And I guess they would be coming from that angle. So let me jump out of the way of the straight line described between me and the basement stairs. That seems like the right dodge to make here. Huh! Off to the side, narrowly avoided. Something moving at the goddamn speed of light. Narrowly avoided. Death by lightning bolt. Good thing you didn't throw a fireball. Good thing you didn't read those eyebrows wrong. Good thing you didn't hit you with an energy bolt or a force field to suffocate you. You really studied the look in his eyes. You really practiced some defensive empathy there and thought, if I had that look in my eyes, I'd go lightning bolt. Let me jump behind this overstuffed chair over by the minibar. Get out of the way of this lightning. Goddamn. The thing is, I don't even object to dodging lightning in a superhero game. In this context, sure. It's like D&D, where you just get a reflex saving throw against everything. It does, like, we just don't think about it anymore. Whole goddamn room fills with hellfire. It's like, oh, make your saving throw for half damage. And I mean, if you really think about it, it's like, well, where did I go? Like, where did I dodge to? How exactly did I give this unexpected room-clearing explosion the slip? But you just get a saving throw, because it's a big area effect spell, and it's D&D. And if you want to do that in a superhero game, you are more justified in that. Because if this were Lord of the Rings, or Conan, and lightning shot out of the heavens at somebody, and they somehow jumped out of the way of the lightning, we would expect an explanation for that shit. We would need at least some kind of, you know, bullshit line about, like, preternatural senses, or a slight premonition, or fate intervened, or something. In a comic book, if somebody dives out of the way of lightning, unless it's a particularly gritty comic book, we just accept, like, sure, Batman can dodge lightning. He's ready for lightning. He stays ready for lightning at any time. He plans for lightning in every occasion. And so when there's a lightning strike, of course he jumps out of the way, because he's Batman. And if it did hit him, it would do no damage, because his whole costume is insulated against lightning at all times. And if it did hurt him, then he'd survive and recover because of his work ethic and tenacity, which is all you need to overcome a lightning wound in comic books. It's fine. It's comic books. That's not my problem. My problem is not that people can dodge lightning. Well, my objection is, this spell describes an outrageously improbable and difficult to defend against attack. This is a spell, you say these few magic words, and lightning shoots out of the sky at full speed, speed of light, down to the surface, then, not just to the surface of the earth, but into a building if you want, underground if you want. The lightning just twists and turns down through windows, through ventilation shafts, I guess. and homes in unerringly on the person you specified with no warning. In a game where a superhero moving at Mach 1 can't so much as dodge a dodgeball without taking penalties, in a game where most people have no chance to meaningfully dodge gunfire, I do not accept that in this one instance, the dodge gods smile upon us all, and all it takes is a bit of a lucky break for the hair on the back of your neck to stand up and be like, I'm about to get hit by lightning. Huh, out of the way. And you're fine. No way. The ability to dodge this spell is the dumbest thing on this page. Either you shouldn't be able to dodge a goddamn lightning bolt, especially when it like bursts unexpectedly out of your fireplace and hits you in the den, or the dodge rules just require some reconsideration. This shouldn't be the one instance where a superhero can do superhero-style dodging. Now, that doesn't mean there shouldn't be a call lightning spell. Allow me to point out, per my vow, that in Heroes Unlimited Revised, the rules don't state anything about dodging lightning. Can you? Can't you? I guess it depends on the situation. It's also not specified whether you can hit people who are indoors with lightning that comes out of the sky, left to the GM's adjudication. So this is not only yet another terrible entry in this game's track record of dodge rules, but it's also worse than the previous edition of the spell found in the previous edition of the game, which was shorter and just didn't specify these things. So you could decide ad hoc, like, if an evil wizard, if he wants me to know I'm going to get killed by lightning, and he's like, puny mortal, I shall smite you with lightning from the heavens, and then he points his finger at me, then maybe I can jump out of the way and I can dodge. If it's a surprise, if he's the one hiding behind the couch, and he, you know, whispers his magic spell, and then a bolt of lightning, like, somehow makes its way through the plumbing and leaps out of the toilet to strike me dead, then of course I can't fucking dodge. Nobody expects toilet lightning. He's got me dead to rights. He's a smart wizard. He deserves my charred corpse as compensation for his trouble in learning call lightning and, by the way, sneaking into my den and hiding behind the couch. Good job. You got me. I'm dead and you deserve it. But no. Instead, we had to specify. Instead, we've got rules, not rulings, and they're just the worst. Really, I think you shouldn't be able to strike people indoors with this spell. Like, you're a wizard. You got other spells. Do a fireball indoors. Have some decency. Join me tomorrow as I once again keep my vow to talk up Heroes Unlimited Revised at Heroes Unlimited 2nd Edition's expense, as we discuss a fairly boring issue with a spell in this book, and a very exciting thing that is not in this book because it was cut from Heroes Unlimited Revised, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.